I've added over 20,000 people to my newsletter, generated hundreds of thousands of page views, and lots of revenue, all by using giveaways. Today, I want to tell you about how I've used Gleam in the last month to grow my list, send traffic to the website, and really boost engagement. Let's get into it. Welcome to the OTW Show. I'm your host, Paul Gatter, and this is the show where I'm going to help you level up your business and get you on the way to creating that lifestyle that you want to live. Today, let's talk about giveaways. I have been using giveaways for years, doing a different one every month, sometimes running them for 2 months at a time, but really running them regularly to build my email list, to grow engagement on the social medias, to grow my YouTube channel, and to send traffic back to my website. For us at my main website, powells.com, our revenue is dependent on sending page views there and getting more views that generates more revenue with the ads. So I've used those giveaways to send people back. This last month, I tested Gleam, and thanks Gleam for providing me with an account. This is not a paid review. They did provide me with a free month of access to test out their system. I used it before, but wanted to give it another try. So today I want to show you how I've used Gleam in the last month for our latest giveaway. Some of the things I really like, show you some things that you could do with your giveaways, and then tell you some things that I'm not so wild about, and maybe you would consider using a different program for your giveaways if you have certain situations. So let's get into how I used Gleam last month. Are you ready to use giveaways to level up your business? It's a great way to grow that email list, increase subscribers, grow engagement on your social media, and send visitors back to your website so that you can generate leads and make more money from your advertising. I've got a course that will help you do just that. And I walk you through all the steps that I've done over the years to really use giveaways to help my businesses grow. The course is comprehensive, and I go through how to build your giveaways, how to promote them, all the different ways that I use them to grow your email list and do all those things we talked about, even some of my secrets on how to use your bonus codes and all the techniques and tricks for that. I'll walk you through all the processes and show you behind the scenes to use giveaways to level up your business. If you're interested in learning more, I've got a coupon code for today, 50% off the Level Up Your Giveaways course over at paulgatter.com/giveaways. Use the coupon code GLEAM and you get 50% off that course. The giveaway that I ran on Gleam was for our Alaskan cruise vacation. We wanted to really promote people going up to Alaska to see Native American culture, enjoy the sights, the sounds of Alaska itself. And we did that through a cruise and really showing all of the content we could create up there. And wanted to just promote that as a place where you could go. And if you are cruising to Alaska, how you could find Native culture on any of your travels up there. So that was kind of the theme of last month's giveaway. And I do have to say, the Alaskan cruise was the trip of a lifetime. It was one of our bucket list items, and we've been wanting to do that for so long. So being able to take this cruise was fantastic. It was a 9-night cruise on the Disney Wonder. We were able to get a travel agent rate. So it was a reasonable price cruise. But if you're looking to do this yourself, please contact my wife, reach out. I can get you in touch with her, paul@powells.com. She is a travel planner and can help you with all of your cruise resorts, theme parks, and all of those kinds of things. So let me know and I can help you with that. All right, so here's the page on powwows.com where we did the giveaway. You can see I talked about what the giveaway is. We actually did a bonus giveaway, a little secondary thing. Here's the prize. Again, if you've seen me talk about giveaways before, I really love doing prizes that resonate with your audience. That is my number one tip when you start doing giveaways. Don't do things like iPads or gift cards, things like that. Anybody's going to want that. Find a prize that your audience wants, and you'll get people attracted to your niche. All right, so we talked a little bit more about the sponsor. Scroll down, who provided the blanket. Okay, and then here is the embed for the giveaway. So Gleam does a really nice job. I really like the way it looks. You can see here that the winner is, or his name is out there. If he has an icon or, an avatar that he uses on social media, it'll pull that in. But this is a really nice embed, and I'll show you what it looks like when it was live. But I think this is super clean and it looks really great on the website. It's a really, really great visual representation. And it shows you here your entries. You can see I entered a few times testing it out. The total number of entries by anybody, and where it says ended, that would have been a countdown and when it was still going live. All right, so I recreated or copied the Gleam contest so we could kind of look at what it, how it works and what it does here. So this isn't the actual contest. That one it ended, so I didn't want to mess with that one. But here's what it looks like when it's embedded on the on your website. This is what people are going, your viewers and your readers are going to see. At the top, it shows your entries, the total entries in it, how many days are left. Gives you here are the ways you can enter. You can log in different ways. First thing I have people do is subscribe to the newsletter. Make sure. And one of the things I really like about Gleam, and now we'll start getting into some of the actual settings of Gleam, is that you can, in these settings, you can make them down here. You can actually make this mandatory, and you can actually, we won't do it on this one. I'll talk about that in a minute, but you can make it mandatory. So they cannot enter unless they subscribe to the newsletter. So that was one of the first things I did. I really like that about it. It's a great feature. And you can see here as we scroll down, there's lots of other ways that they could enter. So that's the basic setup of what it looks like. Now let's get into, let's actually edit this a little bit and get into more how to set this up. First thing you're going to do on Gleam is set up the title, the dates, your rules, and it has some help on doing this. Your pre-entry, this is going to be how you will let people log in. Are they required to use one of these login methods? And it will actually build you a completion subscriber list, or you can integrate it in. It integrates in with most of the email providers, MailChimp, ConvertKit, Flowdesk, all of those kinds of things. And then you can say here is what you want it to display in the pre-entry, your name, email address. Of course, you want to make sure you do that. You can put an age on there if you want to restrict it to certain ages. The language, and I restricted it to the US and Canada. I didn't want to have to ship a blanket to too many foreign countries. And then your fraud level. So, and you can see what's happening here. When I try to adjust the fraud level, it wants me to pay. So let's, while we're here, let's go ahead and talk about this. And I'll talk about more about it later. But they gave me their kind of their basic plan. So if you want to be able to adjust this fraud level, you do have to pay a higher plan. My users found that they were caught in the fraud detection a lot. And so I was having to go in daily and clear that out. So as you start, if you're planning on using Gleam, this is something I would have you test out, maybe get a few users that you know and have them test it and see if they're going to get caught in the fraud detector. It may have just been because of the volume and the number of people entering that they got caught up in it. I'm not sure. That is something, though, to be aware of. Their fraud detector is pretty tight. And on the basic plan, it's set to high. I even contacted Gleam support and tried to get help to get my users past those fraud filters. Their suggestion, of course, was to upgrade to a higher plan, and then I would have more control over it. I guess that's an okay solution. For me, it was kind of frustrating because, again, I was having to go in every day and clear out hundreds of people that were gotten caught in the fraud entry. And lots of people were emailing me saying, hey, I can't get entered into your contest, and they were frustrated. So again, if you're going to use Gleam, you may want to pay a little bit higher price so that you can adjust that fraud detection level yourself. All right, the next thing you're going to do is, and the main part of your contest is how to enter. And this is where you're really going to customize what you want to do and how you're going to use Gleam or any giveaway software to really boost your giveaway. And so you can see here the ones that I added. So we'll get into, we'll add some other ones too, and I'll show you that. But just to show you a few that I did. Now, we're getting close to having 100,000 subscribers, so I always put this in here. And you can see that here's my YouTube channel, and you can control the number of entries they get. So any kind of giveaway software, people get entered into the contest. It's not who has the most entries wins. It's a random draw on all of these kind of giveaway softwares. So you can kind of determine with all these actions they do how many entries or how many more times they put their name into the hat. Think of it like virtual tickets, right? So by subscribing to my YouTube or visiting my YouTube channel, you can't force people to subscribe. By visiting my YouTube channel, they're going to get 20 extra entries. So I always make that one a little bit higher than some because I do want to promote that. I love using bonus codes and secret codes, and Gleam does have this, and it's nice because they have it on their basic plan as opposed to some others where you have to pay a little bit more to have this. So basically what this is it allows you to upload a spreadsheet of codes that you can generate, and you can then hide those all over your website on your, if you're doing a podcast or a live show, you can put them on in your emails. And that's what I did. So on some of my content, when I would post like a picture or a video from Alaska, I would put in the comments, hey, here's a bonus code. If you found this piece of content, go back to the contest and use this bonus code and get extra entries. People really enjoy that. At least my users do. They love being able to go and find these little things. It's like little scavenger hunts. I don't do this in all of my contests because it does take a lot of work on your part, but it is one that can help build extra traffic back to the website. And it's a really, really great way if you are a podcaster or a vlogger or something, you're doing some kind of content on other platforms. It's a great way to get people back to your platform, your main website, because you're giving them something on that platform to get them over. Just telling them to, hey, go enter a contest. You may get people going over, but if you give them a code, then they're like, oh, okay, this is unique. Let me go back over and take that code and enter. I found it helps conversions a little bit more on these other platforms. So keep that in mind. Another thing I really love about Gleam is the number of different ways they have to enter contests. You can see here, I had lots of different options for people to join or to use and create extra entries. Let's look at a few more. So you do have bonus ones. So this is something that they can come back and every day it's going to refresh and say, hey, if you since you came back today, boom, here's another one. Again, you can make this mandatory so that they have to do it every day or they can't do other tasks. Visit on Facebook. Of course, you want to do that. Again, get your engagement. And you can even have them visit a specific post on your social media to maybe help boost engagement or views or whatever, comments on a particular post. So I like that. Now, one of the restrictions on Gleam's basic plan is that you can only have 5 of each type. So you can only have 5 Facebook things. You can only have 5 different web pages you want them to visit. You can only have each of these only allow 5 different types. On their higher plans, you could increase that. So you could have people go to 10 different Facebook pages or Facebook posts. You could have people go to 10 website pages on your website. So again, keep that in mind as you think about using Gleam for your giveaways. Another feature I really like is this actions required and lock feature. So what you can do is you can have some of these things show up and say, okay, hey, here's 50 ways you can, or 50 entries you can get by completing this task. But before this task unlocked, you have to do so many entries before it. So it's kind of nice because if you want to have something, again, to incentivize people to complete more of the task on your giveaway, you can have other ones locked and then they have to complete them, then things unlock. It's a great way, again, getting people more involved in your giveaway. It's a really cool feature. I like that about Gleam, and I think it does work well for getting people more into it and having them do more of these tasks that you want them to do. That's the whole point, right? You want them to do more of these things, generate more page views, more engagement, and that's a great way to get them to do that. All right, now let's add a new way to enter. We're going to click this button here, add new way. And you can see here all of the different things that they allow ways to enter. Like I said, Gleam has a ton of different ways. From completing a form, so if you have a survey, you can have it here. It has Twitch. It has visit a website. And you can see here, this is grayed out, and I can't use any more because I've already done my 5 entries. You can have them go over, and you can use a coupon on your shop. You can have a calendar entry. I mean, these are tons of ways that you can use Discord and having them actually download an app, do something on Eventbrite. And there are tons and tons of options in here. Spotify, SoundCloud, lots. So I do really like that about them. I think they have more of these options built in than most other platforms. And you can see here, when they have these numbers next to it, this is how many different ways they have to use each of these platforms. So when I click on YouTube, these don't work because they've taken them out because YouTube doesn't allow this anymore, the subscribe, the watch, whatever. But you can see here they have 3 different ways you can enter on YouTube. So that's pretty cool. On Stream, here are the 3 things that you can do. On X, here are all the things you can ask people to do. Really, really great feature. Again, I think Gleam does a great job of showing this and giving you more options than most. You can even do a custom. So let's do one on Instagram. So if I wanted to have just a plain Instagram entry, but click on this and enter using Instagram. So all that's going to do is have them, when they click on this, it's going to take them to their Instagram and verify that they're an Instagram person, and boom, they got an entry into your contest. Nice feature. The next step in Gleam is then setting up the prizes. And so here you can enter in the name of the prizer, how many winners you have. You can enter additional prizes, 10 prizes on this version or this plan level that I'm on. And then you can also put in the cost. All right, now we get into the design. And there are lots of customizations, including putting in this feature image, picking what you want the contest description to say. It even has some different ways you can theme it. So you can kind of have that. You can change the color of things, and you can even put in your custom CSS and even your logo and have overrides, things like that. So lots of customizations. You can kind of make it fit your website and your style. Post entry, this is where you're going to tell it, it's going to send a confirmation email and some other things here you can unlock with other ones. And you can even add your Facebook pixel or a Google pixel and keep track of that and convert that over. Now, another thing we need to show here, and I'm just going to keep this in draft since it's a testing one, but over in settings is where you're going to want to set up your integration for your email. You're making sure they get on your list. So you can see here they do have lots of options. They use all of the major platforms. I mean, it's a lot of platforms here that you can integrate into. So for ConvertKit, which is what I use, you go and find your API code, which is in your settings. Then you tell it what form you want to send it through. I recommend creating a custom form for maybe all of your giveaways, or if you have a special one, create a form on ConvertKit just for that. That's another way that you can just keep track of it and know how many people entered through that form. Now let's talk about what happens when your contest is running. Here's the view that you see as the person who's running the contest. And it gives you some information, you know, your start date, whatever, those basic things. But what you want to do is, of course, here's where you're going to go to click on and get the embed code to put it on your website. It even has some ways that you can promote it. And here's different ways you can put it, send it out to that social media and have a custom URL. And this will take them just to the widget on Gleam, not necessarily to your website, but just that widget. So it's a nice landing page if you want to make it really clean. You can go in here and see all of the, I'm not going to click on that because it's going to show people's email addresses. But this is where you would go and see all of the people who have entered and kind of see what's going on there. I use bonus codes, these secret codes, so you can go in here and see them and see how many of these have been claimed. So that's kind of a cool way if you want to keep track of these. I have a spreadsheet and I kind of keep track of where I put each bonus code. And so you could say, oh, wow, this one was used 191 times. That's the one I hid in the podcast episode. So you can kind of know which ones are converting well. I think that's a really cool feature. Again, this is not what I see in other platforms, being able to track the conversions and the claims for each bonus code. All right, let's look at reporting. Again, the first thing you see here, it does say there's 185 actions still that were invalid because of spam and their filter. So even after it's over, there are still lots of in here. But I really like this graph, and you can kind of see over time what was happening. So the orange is the number of impressions, then the actions and the number of people on each day that were doing things. It's kind of nice. And then you can come down here and see each of the tasks you set and how many people or how many times those were used and how many entries generated from each one. So listening to my podcast on Spotify, 522 entries were generated on that. Kind of cool. Only thing is you have to kind of figure out like know how many entries you gave for this to figure out what this number actually means. So if you had something set to like 20 entries for an action, you kind of have to know then divide this number by 20 to then know how many people did that action. But it's a nice graphic. This is, again, a way that Gleam sets itself apart and gives you this kind of reporting. I don't see this in a lot of other platforms, and I really like the ability to go in and see what's being used the most. So I know in future giveaways, if I come down here and see that refer a friend was only, it only generated 67 entries, and I think I had that set to one entry, so only 67 people used it. Well, maybe that's something that people don't like, and I can just leave it out of the next one. Maybe. On the same token, I know that visiting the websites, these were all websites here that I had people go to. Those were really popular and a lot of people used them, as well as the bonus entry and the bonus code. Those were really, really popular. So I want to make sure I do those again in all of my giveaways. Those were very effective. And then you can click here and have it draw the winner when the contest is over. Now I want to talk about a few things that I just didn't like about Gleam and were really frustrating for me. First, I've already said it, is that spam filter. It constantly caused issues to the point that I was getting a lot of email from people that were very frustrated and very upset that they couldn't get into the giveaways. Even when I cleared them, they weren't necessarily getting notifications that their entries were cleared. Super frustrating for somebody. I do giveaways every month, and so my readers are very, very used to entering these giveaways. When I switched from my normal platform to Gleam for a month, people were shocked, and I did get a lot of emails from people that they, not only did they get frustrated with the spam filter, but they got frustrated with the interface. I think it's a really clean and easy to use interface. My readers didn't. So that's another thing you might want to take into consideration. What are your users going to like? Are they going to like this style of interface and the way this one works? Mine didn't. At least the ones that were vocal to me, they didn't like this, the interface and the way this one worked. I love integrating the giveaways into my live shows. And so I like to do a live drawing and have the winners announced in a live video. This time I did that, but Gleam doesn't have an interface that kind of builds up the interest and, like, you know, goes through a whole process of drawing the live winner. It just, you hit a button and boom, there's the winner. I mean, it works and I can still use it in a live video, but some of the other platforms I have, you know, has kind of a countdown and it makes it dramatic. And so you can show it on the screen and, you know, people get into it and the names slowly pop up as it draws one winner after another. Gleam didn't have that ability, and it was something I wish they did have. So again, I could just use that to build more excitement on the giveaway. If you want to learn more about giveaways, I've got a course, and today, for watching the video, I'll give you a coupon code for 50% off that course. Head over to paulgatter.com/giveaways, enter the code GLEAM for the coupon, and you'll get 50% off that course, and we'll work together to level up your giveaways. Let me know if you do decide to use a giveaway and how it works for your business. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, I hope you are able to level up your business and get you on the way to that lifestyle you want to live. Thanks for being here. I'll see you soon.